This is MSO, newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, and we're joined by the superintendent of schools for Essex Tech, and it's Bill Lupini. And Bill, welcome. Great to be talking with you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here with you.
Well, Bill, you've just about completed your first year here at Essex Tech, coming in October of 2015. But tell us a little bit about the journey coming here, known as the, you know, for a long time superintendent in Beverly and then on to Brookline. So tell us about the journey that brings you here to Danvers.
You're right. So it's been about a year, and I was superintendent. I came to Massachusetts actually to come to Beverly in 1997, and was there till 2004. Had seven great years there, yeah, with number of construction projects of elementary schools. Did a lot of good work. Worked with a lot of great people there. Went to Brookline after that. I was there 11 years.
Yeah.
11 really terrific, interesting years. We never moved, so we continued to live in Beverly. So I did that drive every day for 11 years, which was quite a drive. And it was growing enrollment. We went from about 5,400 students to almost 8,000 during the time I was there. It's now, I think, like the 12th largest district in the Commonwealth, 12th or 13th largest district. 11 years is a long time in the superintendency. 7 years was a long time. This opportunity came up when they were looking for an interim. It was closer to home. I started out in vocational education as a teacher. And so I saw it as an opportunity to look at something different for whatever number of years I have left before retirement. I thought that some of the things that they were talking about in terms of bringing these three different populations together, collective bargaining, those program development, those kinds of issues that they were talking about, those are strengths, I think, of mine. And it just seemed like a natural match, and my wife was much happier with the shorter drive and being home more.
Yeah, and I got to think, Bill, the working in Brookline in that role is a very taxing kind of a role, you know, for a superintendent.
Yeah. So I have some really strong thoughts on these issues. There are districts like Brookline that have always had superintendents generally long serving. There are other districts that tend to have people serve for a much shorter period of time. There are people who preceded me, one gentleman who still lives in town, who, you know, were superintendent for 20 years or those kinds of things. I think the world is such now in these jobs that we've seen the end of that.
Yeah.
11 years is a very, very long superintendency. And you know what's happening is that's running sort of headlong into the research, which says that leadership in these positions, that having someone in these positions for a prolonged period of time actually benefits student achievement. So you've got those two things kind of clashing with one another. There's a consultant I know who does superintendent searches who has said, you know, we should cap these at 7 years. 7 years is about enough for a community and working with a superintendent and a superintendent and working with a community. I've been lucky to have done that or more twice in two great places, one of which I still live in.
Yeah.
But it was time for lots of reasons for a change.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Essex Tech, because with a brand new complex that recently opened up in the last several years, I mean, you have pretty much a state-of-the-art vocational situation here, correct?
We do. And first of all, it's an amazing facility, and the people who went into, who did the work around the planning, the people from the cities and towns, the people who were involved in this project, both at Essex Ag and at North Shore, and the representatives from Peabody, did really amazing work in creating a great place for students to go to school. My job now, 2 years in, is to make sure that we keep our focus on the fact that a building is not a school. Right, we have great facilities,
yeah,
but we need to have great teachers. We need to have great relationships with the business community. We need to have great co-op opportunities. We need to have great job placement after graduation. We need to have relationships with North Shore Community College and other places to make sure that this isn't just a great facility, that it's actually a great education. And so that's the part of the challenge that I'm enjoying the most.
Yeah. And you were mentioning earlier how you started as a vocational teacher, and you might have already just hit in your last answer that what my question here is, that the changes in vocational education have been staggering, I'm sure, as far as technology and facilities and even, you know, direction, as you're pointing out, from the time that you were there at the beginning to today.
Yes, I'm fond of telling the teachers that the experience I had in vocational education, which was really my 8 years of teaching experience starting in 1981, really, this is a totally different world, and I'm learning as much from them as they may be from me. It's a very, very different world just in terms of what you said. I had a very popular marketing education program that I taught in, but we have a very popular place here where we have three students apply for every seat that we actually have available for students. So we're looking at ways to expand those opportunities. And, you know, many vocational schools back in the 80s and the 90s were dumping grounds. They were places where kids went who didn't have aspirations of college, who didn't have any idea of real where they wanted to go or what they wanted to do. And school districts placed kids here who they were struggling with. I think that's fair to say. And that's no longer the case. When you have programs like the technology programs that we have, like the biotech and environmental tech programs that we have, these are kids who are getting into the top science programs in some great universities, if that's what they choose to do. And then we have kids who come here because they want to be a plumber, and they're interested in that and look at the career opportunities available to them and what they can earn in that field, and it's really tremendous. I think that, you know, we've benefited, you hear it in the presidential campaign now, some discussion of the high cost of college, of student debt, of those kinds of things. I think vocational schools across the state and across the country have benefited some because people are looking for making sure that they have skills as they think about what kinds of college programs they may go to, and we're the perfect place for them to look.
Right, and I think you mentioned the tie-ins with, say, a North Shore Community College and you know, the potential growth for those kinds of institutions across the country in light of what you're telling us, you know, about the high tuitions at, the four-year schools. But, mm-hmm. of course, a community college, just like what North Shore or Essex Tech would do, is there's all different pathways out of North Shore, obviously, and out of Essex Tech.
Yeah, there are, and there are all kinds of pathways even out of the individual programs that we offer here. And what we're focusing on, just as an example, are things to so that students can actually earn college credit through our programs before they ever get to college. So students can come here and go into certain of our programs and earn a certain number of college credits through that program, through an articulation agreement, it's called, before they have actually ever set foot in college. And so they have sort of this leg up as they enter college in the program that they may be interested in.
Well, tell me about enrollment here, you know, what your capacity is or where you're at right now, and then the communities that you're drawing upon and the types of students that you're getting now.
So the building was built for about 1,450 students. We're in the 1,300s now. Both of the major sending schools merged to create this place, they had in the range of 500 students each. So it is a growth opportunity. We have 17 member cities and towns. We are the only vocational, technical, agricultural school in the state that actually has both member districts and actually also accepts from anywhere. Students can come from anywhere for our ag programs. So if we were to walk through the school now, you could meet students from, I think it's 55 different school districts, our 17 member cities and towns, and then many others. And so that makes us rather unique. So we're working closely with particular our members around students. But we have a capacity, as I said, of that 1,450. And, you know, we have three applicants for every seat that we have. And so we're looking right now at what kinds of opportunities there are to create other programs to work with our member districts to enhance the vocational programs, because some of them do have vocational programs, to enhance their programs, to create programs that don't duplicate programs that we offer here. So we're trying to look at filling that gap for those, you know, 600 kids a year who apply here and don't get in and are interested in these kinds of vocational programs. What kinds of additional seats can we create for them?
Now, that would have to include physical expansion of the facilities. Does that sound right?
Well, it could include that. I doubt that it will, although we have capacity on this side of the street. On the other side from the school, we have some of the old Essex Aggie buildings that we're going to look at. There are classrooms here, et cetera. We can do some of that. It also, I think, is going to make us be creative, right? So we are talking about after-school programs, right? Programs that may run 3 to 6.
Yeah.
We're talking about creating programs, working with Salem High School, for example, to create additional programs there. Working with Peabody to create additional programs there. Talking to Gloucester about creating programs there that may end up as Essex North Shore programs in collaboration with those member districts, and that may be open to our member schools and would actually create additional seats without having to expand on this campus. I think people are a little sick of hearing me say already, I want for Essex North Shore to be a concept, not a location. That is, to make sure that we're who you come to when you want to talk about vocational training, vocational programming, agricultural programming. But those programs aren't necessarily going to be located here.
Gotcha. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And the other things that, as you know, with schools is that, you know, the buildings are available after 3 o'clock. And there's those that in itself presents a lot of opportunities, depending on what the needs are for a district or a school or communities.
It does. And we're in the process now of working at our adult education programs as well for the evening. We have a number of great sort of licensure and certification programs in electrical and plumbing, and we're interested in enhancing them because we want to be the people you come to when you're one of our industries on the North Shore and you're looking at training some part of your workforce. We think we can be partners in that.
You want to share anything more about partnerships or anything in particular, anything specific about any new partnerships that you might have had or your either a program has developed here in the very recently?
So there's two things I would say. First is that we have been really interested since I've been here in trying to create some better partnerships with our cities and towns around what we call outside projects. That is, kids getting real experience on a real project. And we've identified two areas that we'd like to expand those. First of all, in partnership with our cities and towns. And second of all, the nonprofits. So we've expanded pretty dramatically the number of those kinds of things that we're going to do this year. We're looking at some projects with Habitat for Humanity. We're looking at some projects in some of our cities and towns where we would do some rehab on facilities or take over parts of their work that they have available. We think this is a great thing for a couple reasons. First, kids get to go back and actually contribute in the city or town that they're from. And our students really want to do that. They've learned great skills here, and they want to be able to show those, and what a better place than where they live. And the second thing is it really shows the value of this school, which is not inexpensive, right, for our cities and towns that are members. It shows the value for them. So we're having a pretty significant conversation right now, for example, with the town of Danvers about some co-op opportunities for kids and these kinds of projects for students as well. The other one is that we're actually talking about expanding the number of potentially co-op opportunities here. So I'll give you an example of something that's happening somewhere else right now that we're looking at. So if you go to Neshoba Valley Tech, they actually have an animal care facility, a veterinary facility on campus. We have that program. A number of students come here who think they might want to go into veterinary medicine. They actually have started a facility there. They're working with Angel Hospitals Partnerships, the veterinary clinic. They actually have a location centered there for people who can't afford veterinary care for their dogs, cats, their pets. And students both work there as part of their educational program and also do co-op opportunities there. And it's actually co-op on site. And we're looking at some of those opportunities down the road as well.
Yeah. Well, Bill, I'm pretty much out of questions here. Is there anything else you want to share with us about Essex Tech or coming to the end of your first year here at the school?
It's hard to believe. It's been since last October. No, what they managed to pull off here, and I've had the chance to come in and sort of work with them to enhance, is something that really hasn't been done. I mean, it was logical, right? Take the local agricultural high school, take the local vocational high school, and why shouldn't they be together? Bill Scanlon, when he was mayor and I was superintendent in Beverly, back in 1997 or 98, said to me, you have a vocational background, don't you? I said, yes. He said, do you see any reason why these two schools should be separate? And I said, no, I really don't. And he was one of the people that really worked hard to make this happen with a number of other great partners from the other cities and towns. What we've had to pay attention to is that those were two or three, if you bring in the Peabody teachers who came here as well, and Peabody as a high school, very different cultures, right?
Yeah.
And so school culture is really important for kids, for adults. And we've been able to do some of that work. We have a new teacher contract. There had never been a teacher contract. There were three separate contracts when I came here.
I heard that, yeah.
And so now we have a contract. We actually went back and redid our educator evaluation agreement. And we're getting there on a number of those kinds of things. And these partnerships and opportunities for kids outside of here, I think, will come. But this was an experiment, if you will, that had never been tried, to sort of merge an ag school and a vocational school. And I'm really thrilled to be part of it. There are some really good people working here and some great, great kids. They're just amazing kids who have a terrific idea of what they may want to do after they leave here and are really here for all the right reasons.
Yeah. You know, I also think, too, Bill, with your background, with all the systems that you have to have in place that in a district like Brookline, with all the schools, all the different levels, and you come here and you're looking at your school basically across the street from you here, but yet, you know, being energetic enough to look at it's the partnerships beyond, those kind of systems that really have to come into place here.
It absolutely is. These schools are only as effective as people on their advisory committees, as their employers for co-op, as their partnerships with those cities and towns. We can do a lot for the North Shore, but we have to work with those different agencies, the Workforce Investment Board, those kinds of agencies, to make sure that we're training students to do the right kinds of things where there are employment opportunities.
Yeah, good. Well, Bill, good talking with you. Good
Thank
catching
you.
Up with you, and thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's very nice to see you. Thanks.
Bill Lapini, the superintendent of schools from Essex Tech, here with us on Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.